Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Elijah the Prophet. I'm in the middle of the story of Elijah out Mount Carmel. They've just spent the morning calling on their god Baal, who seems to be on a journey or sound asleep. Today, we see Elijah call on his God. Elijah stood before the crowd as a wave of stillness overcame them. Come near and watch as I call upon the name of the Lord, my God. First, he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been torn down by previous kings. This took only 12 stones, one for each of the tribes of Israel. He dug a large trench around the altar enough to hold several drumfuls of water. He arranged the cut wood and butchered the ox, placing the pieces of meat on top of the wood. He instructed them to pour the water on the sacrifice, enough to fill the trench. Then he told them to do it again. And then he told them to do it again a third time. He stood before the people and he offered up a prayer. Elijah prayed, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known, you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things according to your word. Answer me, O Lord, so that these people may know that you are God. At that moment, fire rained down from heaven, consuming the ox, the wood, the stones, the dust, and all of the water in the trench. The people fell on their faces and shouted, The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God! 450 prophets of Baal died that day. Wow! What a story! It's clear the people have decided that the Lord is God of Israel. My hope is you grasp that this is not some fisherman's tale, but a historical account of actual events that took place on Mount Carmel. I hope it also helps answer Elijah's question, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.